The legislative process is beginning in Tallahassee after the elections. I happen to have been good friends with the gentleman who chaired the Constitution Revision Commission that governs the way the Florida Constitution deals with the Florida legislative process. The theory, it's a working person's legislature. You come from some career in our state, you serve a little bit of time in the legislature, and then you leave and go back to your previously chosen career. It's a better legislature if you have to live with the rules and regulations that you make in your own business context. Now, here is a phenomenon that the authors of the Constitution didn't really think of, in my opinion. Legislators turning around immediately and becoming lobbyists. We have an immediate prior Speaker of the House opening up a new lobbying firm. We have a defeated incumbent legislator who was going to be a speaker going to work with an existing lobbying firm. To me, this creates the potential in the eyes of the public for a conflict of interest appearance at the very least. I think it's time for the governor and the legislature to study the rules that we have on legislators going into lobbying and see whether or not they're too lax and what we should do to try to reinstill public confidence in this process. Let's get back to a working person's legislature.